I'll tell y'all a couple of little fun tales that you haven't heard before, probably. I might have told this one the last time I was up here. Don't know if I did or not. You pick it too hard, son. Well, he's like me on the guitar, get carried away and knock about three out of tune, about every other tune. There, you know. I have to kid him a little bit. I've been out stacking wood one afternoon a long time back. My granddaughter, well, she's not little no more, she's 14 now, but she was about five then. I came in real hungry, David, and set about a three-line table, Grace. Candace said, "Pa, you should let me pray." Her mamma Rosalie says, "Well, honey, you go ahead." And she said one that lasted about 3 minutes. And when she got through, just at the end, she says, "And dear Lord, bless all the lost folks and show them the way home." And I felt kind of bad because I'd kind of shortcut everything. I reached over and put my arm around just a little waist and said, "Honey, you said a long one, didn't you?" She took it for criticism. She says, "Hey, that's better than yours." I was at a neighbor's house and they were making molasses. After I got through picking a few tunes for him, his little granddaughter was about eight. She come and climbed on old Doc's lap and gave me a big old hug and said, "Doc Watson, I love you a whole bunch." I said, "Honey, when I get real old and ugly, you still gonna love me?" She thought about it a few seconds and said, "I love you now, don't I?" This little boy couldn't hear much better than Doc Watson can, and he got up one morning and he went down to breakfast and his ear kept bothering him a little bit and he kept dabbing at it with his napkin. He said to his wife when he finished his breakfast, "Honey, I believe I'll go by and see the doctor before I go to work. There's something wrong with my ear." He went in the doctor's office and the good doctor took a good second look in his ear and he said, he looked kind of puzzled. He said, "Sir, I've got something strange to tell you. You have put a suppository in your ear." He said, "What?" "Yes, sir," he says, "that's what you've done." He thought about it a minute. He said, "Doc, could I use your phone? Can I call my wife?" "Oh, sure." He got her on the phone. He said, "Honey, I know where my hearing aid is now." Do a little more flat picking and mandolin picking here to wind it down. Folks, thank you a whole bunch for coming. Bless your hearts. We love you.